We stood at ease. We were under propositions and motions. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you the Senate has passed the following House bill as amended by the Senate. House Bill 4045, concurrent House amendments to repass Senate Bill 1533. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that Senate Bill 1509, Senate refused to concur in House amendments, conference committee to be appointed. Senate Bill 1594 failed.
First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Effective immediately, we are appointing the following representatives to the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 1509, Representative Tim Freeman, Representative Tina Kotek. Further announcements? Representative Clam.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move that the Frankenstein bill be removed from the House or the Senate Committee on Environment and Natural Resources, passed and then brought over here, passed and then signed a little bit later today, if I could.
I'm sorry, Representative. You may have to handle that under remonstrances.
Oh, thank you.
Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, it looks like we're going to have a floor session at 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, so House Republicans will caucus at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Kotek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, House Democrats will also caucus at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Remonstrances? Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, in the waning hours before we go home, I once again ask every one of you to help the citizens in Vernonia provide a school for the children there. That is a community that has lost its school buildings due to two natural disasters, and the children desperately need a place to go to school this fall. The community has raised virtually all of the money that's necessary, short of $4 million, to open that school in the fall, and I beseech you to help find a pathway to make that happen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Kenny Geyer. Remonstrances, pardon me.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to just, colleagues, back up my colleague from the River District here. We're a great example of urban-rural partnership, and that is exactly the example that the Vernonia community has led over the last 4 years since the second flood hit and spilled water from the sewage system into their schools for a second time. In the last 4 years, a group of people through the Oregon Solutions Project has brought together urban and rural partners, public and private partners, businesses and foundations throughout the state, the federal government. They have raised now $34 out of $40 million, so $6 million remains. It's just 15%. $4 million is the correct amount for the construction, and then to actually get the bleachers and the other pieces in place, and the debt service is another $2 million, and so $6 million remains. And the building is now 80% built. And if we leave this chamber not complementing the efforts that our private and federal and local efforts have done, the construction actually stops next week. And so to keep construction on track so that the kids can get into the school, this is the entire K through through 12 school district. The elementary, the middle, the high school, and the school district building. It's the school district administration. It's essential that we show the same kind of bipartisan and urban-rural partnership that this project has shown, and I hope that we can get that done today and before we leave. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you, Representative. Further remonstrances, Representative Parrish.
Colleagues, when I was elected to office, Representative Scott Bruin, who is my predecessor, shared with me a story about his tradition when he came to the building. And he said, every day I would come up and the first thing that he did was go and stand in the rotunda and give thanks that he was here serving our community in Westland and Tualatin. And he said, you should go and try that, because when you go and you stand in the rotunda and the majesty of that room and what it means to serve, you know, he says, you'll just get a sense of awe of being here and humility for service. Well, I tried that for a week. His ritual is not my ritual, but I think we are all kind of ritualistic in our days and our process. So my ritual is as I'm coming up the elevator, the state song manages to get stuck in my head every day. And I want to share the last line of that song. Hail to thee, land of promise, my Oregon. Promise. There is nothing promising about six applicants for every job available in Oregon. There is nothing promising about one in every five Oregonians on food stamps. There is nothing promising about the communities that are losing timber payments and are trying to figure out how to keep their communities solvent and still continue to do the services that they need in their communities. There's nothing promising about kids in my school district continuing to look at school loss of school days and teachers in the classroom because we can't do anything to fix the cost side of their ledger. There is nothing promising about Oregon. And as somebody who is my family was here before this state was a state, whose family helped build this state, I'm concerned that we've lost the promise in Oregon, and I have concern about the future of the state, and I have concern for my children and everybody else who has children and grandchildren on this floor and out in our districts. That's my ritual. Every day I think about what the promise of Oregon means, the natural resource economy that we have, that we are not tapping and leveraging for jobs. I share that concern with the representative from Happy Valley, that we have to find a way to put our communities back to work, and we haven't done that or solved this in this session, and it is very disappointing. And I am concerned that, you know, we might need a new state song because there is no promise left in Oregon, and we didn't do what we needed to do this session for jobs and the economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen. Representative Jensen, adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Friday, March 2nd, 2012.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Friday, March 2nd, 2012. Without objection, the House is adjourned.